Great. What do you
Yes, hi.
have? Something
My name
down.
is Naftali with Family First Care.
Yes.
Yes, hi. So I'm calling in regards to, I think it's your grandmother, Mary.
Yes, Mary Cole.
Mary Cole. Okay, so the thing is, we're trying to start this case and apply for home care services. So the process takes in scheduling a visit, an home visit with the broker, which I think the broker has never been called to be scheduled. And also we have to get a PCP form from a doctor. The doctor should sign that the patient needs services. So we can help with that. We have a telehealth company that can call the patient together and schedule an appointment to sign the PCP form. So I just need, to get the patient, or maybe you can help the patient call in and schedule the broker and the telehealth.
Okay, so what do you need me to do?
So there's a
I'm sorry,
Pennsylvania
my
decision.
wife has been taking care of this stuff. I told her that I can try to do whatever you might need, but I'm not exactly the person who's handling this situation. My wife's the one doing it mainly, for the both of us,
Understand.
obviously. But yeah, so just what do you need me to do there? I'm trying to understand what you said.
So basically, the first step to get started with the process is apply with the broker. So just I'll give you the number of the broker. They're called the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So they will come down to the patient's house and assess their financial eligibility to in-home visit, but it just needs to be scheduled.
Okay.
So if you can have the patient with you on the line when you call in, or have the patient maybe do it herself, if she can do it, schedule a date whenever it works with her.
Okay, and so again, I'm just asking, what do you need me to do right now then? Are you trying to tell me to do something, or are you trying to describe what needs to be done?
So I describe what needs to be done. So I guess the next step is if you can ask the patient to call the broker, or you can help her to call in and schedule the first assessment, whichever works for you.
Okay, yeah. My wife is going to take care of that part. That's what I was just saying there. She's the one that is getting the appointment, or she's, taking care of the broker and all that. She was just messaging me that I guess they tried calling her or something like that, and nobody was around her when they called because she won't pick up a number unless she knows it. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
I was
we
the one
should.
who had calling her, so.
Right.
So do you want me to get back to your wife and she will take care? Because I know the first call that we got from you guys was a long time ago. It was about in June we got a first call from you last year. Since then, we tried to get it scheduled. Again, it's just if you want to continue with the process, we can, if there's someone like you
Yeah.
can, be on top of it. So I know your wife is busy working all day. The question is there anyone who can, be on top of the scheduling and everything? It's not that complicated. It's just a little bit of time.
Right. Yeah, I get it. What you're saying. All right. So is there something you need me to do right now? Is it basically just call the broker?
Yeah, if you can, they want to have the patient, you want to have the patient with you on the line. Either you can ask the patient to call in. So whichever works for you, I'll give you the number, know when you're ready.
Hang on a second.
No problem.
Is it the 267-551-745? Is that you or is that the broker?
That's my number. That's my
Okay.
there.
My wife just gave me a number a little bit ago. That's what I'm saying. All right, go ahead with the number.
It's 877-550-4227.
All right.
So every
And what's
call to
the...
the they would want to, you know, have the patient on the line. If you call them, just tell them that the patient wants to apply for home care services, apply for the waiver, it's called, and they're going to ask you a few questions and, you know, schedule the visit. It's about a half an hour phone call, I think. It might take 20 minutes or a half an hour because they're, you know, telling all their stuff, whatever. So whoever can do it, it would be a great help to start the process. And there's one other step, which is scheduling a telehealth appointment with our telehealth doctor to sign the PCP form. So basically the way it works is we're calling together and we schedule an appointment, and by the date of the appointment, the clinician calls the patient and asks them a list of questions, and then they sign the PCP form. It's over the phone call visit. So is there, should I, who can take care of that?
Well, like I said, my wife or somebody will be taking care of that in the next week or so. I can tell you that. So
okay.
Most likely by possibly Monday at latest. But we'll have
okay.
Somebody take care of it.
Okay, perfect. So I guess once you have the, if you can, you know, update me if the patient has a date when it's scheduled, so we know that, you know, we started the process and, you know, the case can get a little bit moving.
Yes. My wife will take care of that, notifying you and all that, since she's the one that's been talking to you originally.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, got it. So I'll be waiting for her to get back.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.